Oh my goodness. You know, folks, every time I listen to this song, I feel hopeful that someday we will get this message. The message is we'll get rid of barrier. We'll get rid of all our prejudices. We'll get rid of all the little nonsenses that keeps us from enjoying this heavenly place. Yes, I say heaven. I think this is where it is. And we are just messing it up big time. I want to say my condolences to all the folks who are there in Louisiana and New York, all of you who are really going through some tough time. we are going through some serious times. I'm not sure who to blame, but you know who to blame, us to blame, because we're not doing the basic things. We're not embracing Mother Earth. We're not embracing this vibration. We're kind of working against it in every possible way. And I guess more or less sometimes we get stopped in our tracks, and we're going to be getting stopped in our track for a long time because we are not taking heed at all. We don't take this thing serious. And you know what? We don't take this thing serious, and we're not prepared for the serious side effect of not taking this serious. You understand what I'm saying? serious thing. Hey, folks, I want to thank you for coming in this evening. We have a big superstar on the show this evening. Yes, we have the big superstar on the show this evening. So kind of tell a friend and come and sit down and relax with me and just hear some good vibration coming out of Jamaica. Good history, good music, good chat. Talking about Jamaica, as you know, CRS Radio Caribbean Radio Show is the station that gives back to Jamaica. All we do is to give back to Jamaica. And a lot of you who know my story understand my passion about Jamaica. Wherever I am, I have to make sure I do my, you know, people put offering or tithes in church. I have to tithe in Jamaica because that's who of my breath, all of my everything is because I'm Jamaican. And when I'm talking about being a Jamaican, I'm not talking about, I mean, some luxurious life. I'm talking about hard, barefoot life. But that kind of life, I don't look at it as hard. I look at it as preparation for the things that I have been having the opportunity to do in this country and elsewhere. It's because of my foundation. And because of that, every single thing I do is to give forward to Jamaica. Right now, CRS Radio Caribbean Radio Show and all our hosts, we have adopted Crescent School. And as you know, school has just started. They're doing the virtual thing again. Last year, a lot of students were out of school for over a year. And because they didn't have simple resources and equipment. So you know what's going to happen to those young kids? Some of them have kind of fall to the tracks, the young ladies, some of them, you know, the pregnancies, some of them the hard times, some of them lose sight of everything. To be out of school for a whole year and find yourself involved in other things, it's not an easy thing to come back into. Frustration, lack of this and lack of that. But I know our Jamaican people are resilient, and we always find a way out. We always find a way out. You know, I don't know, something about maybe it's the Ryokova River where we usually drink so much of those water from. We always find a river, some way to bounce back on. So we have a program called Give Back Jamaica, and right now we're doing donation for shoes. We have 223 very needy children. When it's very needy, real, real needy, is more than that, but we're talking about the top priority neediness. We have collected fund for 220. So we still have 100 pairs of shoes to go. We'll be going to Jamaica on 17th, the 18th. HB will be going down again on the 18th. Of course, we were there in July. We gave out about 12 scholarship. We're going to be doing some additional scholarship and some sponsorship. And I want to thank all of my friends and family and good wishers and well wishers who have made generous donation to our project. So I want to big you up, and I want to thank you. And of course, if you would like to make a donation to our, we call it Kickers, our Kickers Club, please go to Zelle, and the email address is givebackjamaica@gmail.com. That's givebackjamaica@gmail.com. You can also use PayPal. It's also the email givebackjamaica@gmail.com. Hey, folks. We need your help, right? All right. We are going to go to the telephone, and we're going to bring in our special guest this evening. Want to say big up to you, Daya. How are you? Welcome into the show.
I'm good, Dr. F. I'm very grateful, you know, to be here to go on the show another time. I think this is the third time.
You have good memory. You have very, very good memory. Absolutely, absolutely. And last time we had, you were on the show the last time. As a matter of fact, in transit while we were doing the show to your big, big, big debut of your international acclaim number one film. Tell me a little bit about this, because since then, all I can do is look at the film. I haven't spoken to you, so let's get off right there. Talk to me a little bit about that film.
The movie?
Yes.
The movie Blind Shutter. Well, that's my first movie, and we just did it, you know, because being a director was one of my dreams from a child. And when I said that I could, you know, I could get a camera and I could get all the little stuff them to make a movie. We didn't have a script or nothing, but we have the idea that I said, let's do the movie and we just do it. And it take a while still, you know, but we managed to get the movie done. And right now I'm on my second movie. It's called Crazy Love. And it's going to be released by December.
Oh,
but
wow.
This movie thing, it takes years. Yeah, it takes years. That movie took me about 3 years, and this one took me probably like 5-6 years.
Wow.
It
took
a lot of years to get it done. There's a lot of pieces to put together.
Absolutely. Now, talk to me a little bit about that in terms of, we have some really fun and exciting movie coming out in Jamaica. You know, when you see your own people and you hear your own language on a movie, it is the most exciting things. Talk to me, in the United States, you have big studio who advance, you know, X amount of money to make films. How is it in Jamaica when you're making a film? Where do you get your funds from?
Well, you know, that I came to America and I work. You know, I work at 9-to-5 like everybody else, and I do a little juggling the same way, and I put my money together because, you know, being a rasta, and you know, having the talent and wanting, having the desire to do all these type of things, a lot of time we're not getting the funding and the help that we really need. You know, it might seem that way, like you can't get this and you can't get grant, and I heard those things for years, but it is very frustrating to get it and to make it happen in that way. So for me, I rather to, you know, talk to my friends and my family and the people, and mm-hmm. everybody can come together and we make it happen, because that's the only way I see things come out. Now, for me, I don't know about other people, because a lot of people can do the paperwork and do all those things that go through the frustration and go to the rejects and go through all those things. But for me, I prefer to put my energy in actually doing the stuff that I want to do and get it done.
Right. So you just kind of, you know, the usually we just go to the friends and family and just do a little thing here and do a little thing there till it come together.
So they come together. I have a good friend, and his name is Uncle Alvin Thomas. And, you know, from day one, he's the person that really believe in my talent, and he do the work too, and invest, you know, to make the stuff come to life. You know, the first camera he bought for me was he paid $7,000 for it, you know, and it is outdated now because, you know, technology keep running, and I have it right now, and that's a lot of money, you know, to do the blind shutter movie.
Wow.
So,
wow.
You know, it's it takes a lot of money to do it.
How did that work out for you guys? How did it work out in the long run?
Well, to me, I have it like, you know, like my resume, my first movie. It more work out for the we call it now, the bootleggers and those type of people that will make it and sell it. And they are the ones that make all the money out of that movie. Because even to this day, if you should go into a record shop in Canada or America or even Africa or even a lot of those places that sell DVDs and those things, you can still get Blind Shutter to buy right now and sell it. So we are not making any money off the movie, but it's still there selling for all these years, and it's not going to stop. So, you know, I don't know, probably with this new digital age going in now, the creator will get probably a lot more handle over their stuff where they can probably see, you know, the dividends of the work. But I don't even look at that. I'm just so passionate and so happy that I even get the opportunity and the equipment and stuff that I could do it and know that I did that, you know. And for me, the future is where I'm looking to really reap the fruit of my work.
Well, dear, I hear that same thing, and I understand what you're saying, and I hear the same thing from artists. Boy, hey, when I got my first break and heard my music on the radio, I was so happy to hear me, you know, producing my first record, a second record or third record. I'm so happy about that. But later on in life, when this person look around, everybody has gold teeth and gold off of his action, and he out the street don't have food to eat. And this is going in.
It's a reality. It's a reality. I feel a lot of time the stuff that we do as creative people, it don't really benefit us. You know, it benefit the person who's going to do the business and who's going to take this stuff and sell it, you know.
Yeah.
I have a friend in California, his name is Chescott. He's an artist, and he has a different model for his music, because when he does his music, he put them on CD and package them, and he go to all the festivals, and he's telling me he's making $5,000 at that festival, he's making $6,000, he's making money from his music, because he's saying he's not going to give nobody at all his music.
Distributor.
Unless he
sells
first.
Right. But this a matter, because I hear the story from both sides of the creative aspect or the creative career of artists coming out to Jamaica. Is it that the music or the work is not properly registered? Is there a side of this? You guys are creative, and we know about the Jamaicans, the creativity, and how we can turn our hand and make fashion and all of those good things. But is there the business side that we are lacking? This is why we are having such difficulty in collecting. Is it a business aspect that we are lacking?
Definitely, and I think also the system that is there to really help a lot of us to really deal with the business side of it, so we can make the money. They are also manipulating us at the same time. So at the end of the day, is a lose-lose situation. But because we are so passionate about, you know, getting it done and seeing evil, you know, something that you can say, I did that, you know. Sometimes it's kind of crazy, but, you know, sometimes we win and sometimes we lose. Cause a lot of people, after a while, they stuff blow up and they get a lot of YouTube hits and they probably make a money deal or somebody see it and say, oh, I like what this guy does and, you know, I can put it on a bigger platform and you can make a money or we can put it on flow on demand and people will have the access to really subscribe to it or to buy it on their TV and you make a money. You know, that's the way how I made a money off the Blind Shutter movie was through flow.
I hear you because as I'm listening to you, I want to think that the Jamaican creativity, their heart, their soul, is worth more than just little jigglings or little dribblings. And this is what I'm hearing, yes, that your passion has to move beyond just getting something out there that has your name and to developing a strong business model just like anybody else. And I think this is, I think the passion and the emotion should come out of the Jamaican business when it comes to the artistry, be it the vocal videos and all of the different aspects that makes up the creative geniuses that comes out of Jamaica.
Yes.
And look at proper business model. If you're not able to come up with proper business model, do not sell yourself that cheap and to passion.
Yes.
Because that does not put money in your pocket. And as far as I see, most of the artists out of Jamaica, as I said, they have everybody going buying gold teeth and gold nose and gold eye and all of that. And them don't have anything. Oftentimes, they don't have a dime to even bury themselves. And you're saying, but this guy has 2 number one song and 10 number one song. And they did all of that. What happened to his money? But in truth, and in fact, he's more passionate, and everybody is just getting his money except him because he's not a business person.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, it's the truth, but for my new movie now, Crazy Love, I'm taking my time trying to deal with it on a different level from the Blind Shutter, because the same thing that you're talking about, I want to be able to make money off it now where I can, you know, I can see where it makes sense, you know, because it didn't happen in Blind Shutter, and I didn't really push for it because it was my first movie, and the movie is not perfect, and a lot of people, it got a lot of rating, and a lot of people love it, but for me as a director, I know that the movie wasn't perfect. It's my first movie, and I was just so excited, and, I just want to see it and out and see it finished. You know, but this movie is different because I learned so much from doing that first movie where now I take this directing thing to another level. So I can't just deal with it like, oh, I deal with that movie. You know, but I just give Blind Shutter away, basically, because that's my first movie and I just want to just use it. So, you know, it's my start.
Okay.
But that's a big thing going to happen as a director for even me, because as I said, each movie I do, the thing that I learn, it make me into a better director. And I see where right now I can go to know that I need a red camera and I need the best equipment, because the production that I'm going to do now for like my third movie is going to be something that I can compete with any movie in the world, you know, because
exactly.
I have the experience.
Exactly.
Yes.
And the thing about it, why, you know, the Jamaican, the movies that come out in Jamaica are so memorable. I don't know, for me, as I say, seeing my people here in my language is just like, just so wonderful. You're just so taken aback. And I think that folks hearing the language, and as you know, a lot of people love the Jamaican dialect.
Yes. Love the dialect.
And seeing the move, you know, different kind of movements from what we're so used to seeing in other movies, just bring you kind of close together. It feels kind of intimate.
Yes.
And I think we have such unique story that is so different from everywhere else. So you bring in the movie, especially if it is, you know, really about our deep culture, it is going
yes.
to really make an impact. And almost all of the movies coming out of Jamaica really make a great impact to the rest of the world. So before I go on, I know I just jumped right into just what's going on with the movie because I was really interested in hearing that. Give us a little background of the warrior guy. You know, we call you the musical addict. We're going to talk
yes.
about your dad because I'm just in love with your dad and his music. But
it's
give
amazing.
Me a little idea about Dia.
I'm going to tell you about myself, but because you talk about the dialect, I want to share something right before I tell you about Dia Warrior. The dialect,
uh-huh.
one of the most interesting things for me is like when you go overseas, like sometimes I go to America and I spend like a 5 month or whatever, and I do my thing. And when I come back to Jamaica, one of the most surprising and interesting thing is when you go on the plane, and coming to Jamaica, and you hear the ear hostess, and you hear the people, man, them talking in the Jamaican language, like, oh my God, I'm going home. That's the most excited part of the dialect. When you're going home on the plane, and you hear people say, yeah, man, and you live a grandson, and who live there, son? You say, what? You know, people, them, like, we're going to a different world based on where I'm coming from. I'm feeling
yeah.
so excited. Are you
yeah,
know what
yeah.
now when the plane land now? When the plane land now and you get picked up and you go in the car now, the first thing coming from the airport, but you reach Harbor View and are going now, you know what happened? You're going to hit 2-3 patrol and I said, Jesus Christ, me dad drove me.
Oh
me dad
drove
me. We go back to this reality now. Jesus, all right. We know it still. I don't know. You know, American one, them smooth. Everything I have to do. No, sir. What the patrol? They miss all 12 of them. I said, gee, if we ever lick the one, then the whole of the front end gone.
The whole of your front end gone off.
Yeah, if somebody's patrol in Jamaica, if you ever lick a patrol, when you miss it, you said, thank you, God. Because if we ever meet like that one, then we can't done. All of the content mash up our God.
And there's nobody there's nobody to go to say, hey, you know,
no,
because you're part of the God.
No help, no insurance, no dead if you're not, you have to find money, you have to go fix your car. Nothing else to say. Nothing. It is on your own. So that's the thing in Jamaica. It's a warrior place where everybody have to defend themselves. Everybody
mm-hmm.
have to find them own everything in Jamaica. So
mm-hmm.
even me, when I come to Jamaica, I know that, you know, I'm going to suffer. At the end of the day. But the separation is a part of a culture because we know it. You understand? We know, so, all right, if we're going to eat rice and tin mackerel or whatever, we have to go do. We have to buy some flour and fry some dumpling with so aki or whatever, we have to do, but some of the time we go through some rough patch, like even right now, we lock down from Sunday to the Monday, tomorrow we're going to free up. And it's one of the worst times for these for Jamaican people ever. Worst time ever.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Let's talk a little bit about that. You know, we're going back and forth here. I want to say big up to all of those hanging out with us. Those of you who are coming in on the board, 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407 if you'd like to chat with us. Just want to big up my wonderful sister because I think I see somebody special on the board. Miss Judith, Aunt Judith, big up love to you. I know you're laughing and smiling right behind those numbers there. If you want to give us a call, just please press 1 on your telephone keypad and we'll be happy to have you pulling in the conversation. Let's talk a little bit about the culture, the Jamaican culture. I remember growing
yes.
up, my bigger sister, may I remember growing
yes.
up in Jamaica, and you for the most part, you live in a certain part of Jamaica, your English have to be proper and, you know, the kind of proper. You usually get big lick when you're talking your own language. And thanks to Miss Lou and Nasran and a couple other folks in Jamaica that brought the country to where the pride, as you're talking about, is literally pride. You go somewhere, you hear somebody talk the beautiful, in the beautiful dialect, man. It is so sweet and musical. You just sometimes stand up one place in Abidjan, you know, and just smile within yourself.
Yes.
Because the language, it is. And you won't even understand. When you're in Jamaica and you're into it, you really don't understand. You know, I was somewhere today and somebody said, I really want to ask you, don't feel offended, but your dialect sounds so beautiful. I'm just listening to it constantly. Where are you from? And I'm not speaking in the Jamaican dialect. I guess that they're just hearing the enunciation because of certain, you know. I am talking when you go somewhere and you hear the Jamaica, them a bust them talk, is one of the most delicious, I call it deliciousness. And you feel a sense
my
of
father
pride.
My father said Jamaica is a place where is movie happening without camera. And so you cannot turn on your camera and you have a movie. That's the way really. And there's so much drama, so much things happening nonstop.
Absolutely.
And
I
want
agree.
To tell you, Dr. Ev, for me, you know, because my story is very interesting, and I think that is something for the world to really check and really analyze. Because for me, I am a different type of child, you know. From I know myself, like, for example, my mother and father sent me to school. And when they sent me to school, I realized that a lot of people leave school and they leave with nothing. And after they leave with nothing, they end up having to go night school and do all type of things to get their subject and get their life together. And I see that from very early. And I said, but if I'm going to school, and I have to go to this school every day, why not use my time and maximize my effort to get all that I can out of this school experience? And from early, I realized that, and that's what I did. And I came first in my class for like 3 years, like in all the subjects. You know, from first form, I was a little shaky, but from second form until I come first in everything because I realized that I need to do this and do it big, where I don't have to go back to the school system again. So even the warrior is something that was created out of the system and out of the struggle, because my mother and father didn't have it to really support me the 100% way. Oh, you would think, you know, a child should get supported. You know, they didn't have it, and I realized that. You know, I used to go to shop and I used to go buy half a bread and we used to buy half a stick of butter and we used to buy, we don't buy nothing full. If we buy one bulla of the chef, probably five people, it has to cut in five. I didn't get the opportunity to eat one bulla until I started to go on the road by myself where I say, you know, I go buy a bulla, probably sit down go in the corner and eat the bulla.
I need to try it by yourself.
One bulla. Yeah, because the family, my father have eight of us, so it's like anything we get, we have to share with our brothers and sisters. And yeah, it's not like no, where we go and shop and we buy one bread. It's since I grew big, I see where people buy one bread. And but you know, from back in the days, we have to share everything, you know, because it's a rough time. So for me, going through that rough stage and to see where I reach in life right now, it's a giant leap. Without no help, no assistance. It's just pure talent, playing the keyboard and getting the opportunity, start playing for Bounty Killer and start going on tour. And when I start traveling to America, it's me alone traveling the family. So when I go and I make a $500 for a show in those days, I might come back with $50 because I have to buy a dress for my mother, a shoe for my sister, I have to buy a shirt for my brother. You know, I am the only one traveling. I'm the only one who got that opportunity from in the 90s. So the old warrior spirit is something that is something that I have to take up and use it, push my family and myself out of a certain level of poverty that we live. So, and it still continues to this day. We are most Jamaican people, we don't have any rich uncle and we don't have any assistant, even the system that is there to assist us. At the same time, they are the one that is going to abuse you if you really need that assistant and have to go out and make the sacrifice. They will abuse you because it happened over and over with so many people just to reach to the next level. So, you know, I'm always there looking and trying to see how I can make money positively and honestly, because my father always said, Ferran, don't beg, and we don't eat the bread of sorrow, because when you eat the bread of sorrow, it come back for you and it come back for your children and your generation.
The children,
and that
children.
Is the type of thing that is happening to us. Because
absolutely.
The stuff that our forefathers done, we have to be paying for it right now. And the stuff that we are doing right now, our children is going to pay for it.
Wow. Oh, boy. You know? Oh, boy. You're so right, Daya. You're so right. You know, let me just add a little bit to that conversation there where you talk about the bulla and the shearing and all of that. The other day, I was looking at... I like sardines, you know, because, you know, we had our brand with sardine and everything there. So me, sardine, all right. And Daya, let me tell you something. The very same thing, for some reason, I open up a sardine and I start to eat a sardine. I said, boy, remember when one sardine, when my mother cooked one sardine, I feed a whole five a week. I guess
everybody.
And no, me alone can't eat one sardine.
One sardine.
I don't know how it came up into me, just like how you're talking. So,
yes.
But I think the thing about us Jamaican, and gosh, I just hope that a lot of other things would have just changed about us. And them say our time not kill nobody. It only makes, I think it only makes us find other way to survive, because the human spirit innately is a survival spirit. You don't give up. And no matter how hard it gets, if you're born in the hardness, you have to find a way to survive, because there's nobody. I live in Jamaica, where things was rough.
But
rough,
you know that
the
harness could be avoided and could be avoided for a long time too. Long time. It's just that the government system that keep on dictating things to the people are doing, you know, setting up the systems that keep setting up around the people. It's system that hurt the people instead of building the people. Because from the day of Michael Manley, up to this day, we don't have a proper prime minister who is for the people. And to me, you cannot help somebody with your hand tied behind your back. If I ask you to help me lift up a pan and your hand is tied behind your back, only thing you can probably use is your teeth to hold one part of it, and it can't work. And that's the situation that we are in, because we are still on a colonial rule. And to me, we can never be an independent people under colonial rule, still under the queen, and still under these people who are dictating.
And at the same time, so we're independent. And at the same time, so we're independent.
You can't be independent. That's not independent. Independent is when our prime minister can go out and say, you know, that I have an idea. And I say, what kind of idea, prime minister? You know what I say? We think so we can just take the soldier them, like, oh, we don't have no war or we don't have certain things, and say, yo, maybe we go take one, ease up the stuff, and plant me a coconut tree, and plant me a breadfruit tree, and so the next 5 years we can have breadfruit for Senegal, America and Senegal, and build the economy, and we can do, get some more orange tree around the song, use that Senegal down America, whatever, build the economy, and we can go see if we get to our factory to build some car. Because you am good. We learn metal work. We go technical school, you know. So we can do metal work. We can do welding. We can build furniture. We know about measurement. We know about physics. We go to school. We never go to school. Go waste time. And my talent is no good in Jamaica. Only time I see my talent is when I go to America. When I go to America, people praise me because they say, you can't change a light bulb. You can't change a switch. What? You can't help me the roof. You can't take off the roof. The amount of things I can do in America. Because, and when I see, I can get paid for it too. In Jamaica, my talent don't mean nothing because the people, them at the end of the day, is that the crab in a barrel mentality. They have you as nothing. The same people who is around you in Jamaica have you as nothing. That is why Michael Jackson, anybody can come to Jamaica and everybody walk past them like them is nothing because they don't value people in Jamaica. They don't know who's who in Jamaica. They say they don't build great man. They kill great man. How can you shoot Bob Marley? To me, up to this day, if I feel hurted about that, you know, how can you shoot a great man like Bob Marley? How can you shoot Tupac?
How could a man have
a sense to do that? Eh?
How could you kill Peter Tosh, the greatest?
How can you do that? Oh, what kind of art? Your own black brother. What kind of man? To me, it's not that. Because to me, below man is the man. Above man, because God say he make you lesser than the angel. So above man is angel. And above the angel is the Christ or the God. But man is demon. A lot of the man in Jamaica are demon. They are not man because they are under the devil rule. And that is where the secret society and all those things come and take the people and soul and say, oh, anything we want you to do, you have to do. And the things that they are telling these people to do is things that is going to hurt their own black brothers and black sisters. And that is what is mashing up the whole entire world. The people who should be doing the good things are doing a lot of bad stuff to their own brothers and sisters. And it must stop. Oh, when are we going to get a prime minister who is for the people? When are we going to see some people who is for the people and say, all right, we have human feeling and we know that people need food and people need help and people need assistance. I'm talking real assistance and real help, not for this girl have to sell herself and that person have to sell themselves and just to get little help.
I think
when you do the work, you can't get paid.
Naya, I think this is a conversation that you really have to come forward and we talk about the situation as it is in Jamaica. But you talk about Michael and, you know, we're getting into some higher politics there. And for the people situation, I once had hope for a third party, and what this person was doing initially was going at the psychology of the Jamaican people, and I just thought it just got me so excited. We don't want to talk about colors, we don't want to talk about party, but we want to heal the people from a psychological point of view, because we are being tortured and brainwashed. Our reality has been morphed in a lot of ways that we following this person to the death, and we cannot see the destruction that these people are instructing us to do. We're walking ourselves over cliffs for folks who really don't care about us politically, don't care about our welfare. So in order for when you have a people, a generational politician, politics, where you cannot come out, say if you are in Trench Town, you better be supporting PMP or you cannot make anybody know. You don't have the freedom to think for yourself and make a decision, because you're in an area that you cannot make anybody know that, hey, I think that other side, this other guy over on this other side make a little bit better sense than these guys here. So you're trapped in all of this. And for generation after generation, you're trapped and you just can't get out. So we cannot just look at the Jamaican people in general like that. We have to go deep down on a psychological level. We have to uproot all of those beliefs, set free our mind. You know, as Bob Marley said, we have to free our mind.
You know that when T.J. Patterson was in power, they came up with a program where they call it Values and Attitude. And all of those programs, just like Jamal, it only lasts for probably a month or two and it's gone. You know, the great Marcus Garvey, he do so much and made so much sacrifice for our people. You don't have to say nothing. I don't have to say nothing. Just listen to Marcus Garvey. He said
Absolutely.
It all. His Majesty
Absolutely.
Said it all.
That's the blueprint.
What those people are saying. They said it all.
That's the blueprint.
Nothing that you say or I can say that they haven't said already. Nothing.
Absolutely.
So let's teach these people so we can be stronger.
Absolutely. But we have to, a lot of times we talk about what government will do. I just know that government is a structure that is set up there. And government is only government for certain
people.
Of the people. Right? But the majority of the people is not ever being supported by governments and their policy. Who helps the people? Who you're going to be seeing around you? Is your little neighbor next door? Is your little family member? Or who is able to come out of a situation like you went to foreign and you have to come back and bring back to the nest and kind of build it up.
Yes.
The system is
yes.
not set up to empower its people, especially
yes.
now in this system here. It does set up to empower certain people. They're able to do business. They're able to have power. They're able to use
yes.
Policing to suppress and oppress. And while
yes.
they are building a system of this oppressed people that support their system for wealth. So a
yes.
lot of times
but
have to just forego the government thing and just focus on ourselves because we
right.
ourselves
so,
are helpless.
So for me personally, I've been doing music and using the music to put that positive influence out there so the younger generation and people and all can be educated and because a lot of time we're not thinking, you know, we're not thinking for ourselves, we're not having the conversation of upliftment of the nation or, you know, even our brothers. Because as I said, in my yard, sometimes the Rastaman, they gather and they reason, they talk about the pyramids and all those things. And I went to them and I said, you know what? If I'm going to come here and I'm going to talk to you guys, if I'm not going to leave with something that is going to elevate me or elevate my family or something, I'm not going to come here. I'm not going to talk with you guys because the conversation is some history and something that cannot help us. It cannot help us. So I'm not going to invest my time in talking about the pyramid and what the pyramid can do on certain things when at the end of the day, my youth need food now and my people need help now. And there's nothing in that can help me right now in my situation. You understand? So I put my work in the music and I try to invest my time right now putting the work out of Marcus Garvey because I went to school and I studied animation and that's one of the things I'm doing. I'm animating Marcus Garvey work so people can go on YouTube and access
it. I saw some of that, that you're certified now in animation. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm in the first batch of animators out of Jamaica. You know, that program was brought to us by the World Bank and, you know, Peter Phillips, a lot of people was involved, the first batch of real animators out of Jamaica. And I went there to learn so I can do these type of things that I'm doing right now. Right now, I'm working on an animating video of Nzinga King. you know, because, you know, I feel very earthy to know that they really trimmed this Rasta girl and you know, everybody turning a blind eye and rewrite the Rasta community crying out and they drawing their foot and trying to tell lies and trying to twist this court case because they know they're going to pay a lot of money at the end of the day. So all of us have to do our part to let them know that you cannot violate people religious rights and people right like that. You understand? So, but I, as I said, I am doing my part, and I look at it like Jesus, because when Jesus came and did his work, if he had probably dealt with it not in the limelight, he would have gotten a lot of stuff done before they actually came and kill him at the end of the day.
Uh-huh.
So all of these things,
uh-huh,
they come for your life. They're going to kill us at the end of the day. But for me, I don't care. I don't care because I want to work for my people and my generation, and I want to do what I can do to help them. Because in my community, I see people dead for evil $5, even $20. Mm-hmm. People die for that in Grand Spence, for real. You understand? These people die for some little things you would never believe. So for me, if I should die for my work, I know that I've died for a great cause. And I take my time over the years, and I've been putting in work without no help, because of this radio station, they don't play my stuff. A lot of people don't endorse my stuff because everybody wants money. And I don't see how can you make a music and the music hasn't gone out there and make a dollar. And everybody wants everything from you. It's like you plant the tree today and you want mango and apple and everything off the tree tomorrow, which is impossible. And that is what killed the music in Jamaica. Because when I did Gallup, Magic and Good, that went number one all over the world and changed even the dance and music, they say I was the last poor producer to come through this system, the last. And it is the truth, because a lot of these people now are uptown people that have money and they take over everything and buy out everything. But I am still here doing the work, and I will never stop. And it's positive music for life, and I have all the big artists, everybody doing good music, which they don't get any play, and they don't get it's not heard. They don't get, you know, the company, I don't get any deal or nothing. But I have a bigger vision, and the vision is for my people, because one day positive music is going to play. One day, all these negative things that they are using to degrade our generation is going to stop. And it has to stop, because one day it has to stop. The youth, my son and daughter need positivity in their life to empower them and make them into great people. Not telling you to dumb this and whine this and do this and some things that can't help nobody.
But
there's still parties and people dying.
Absolutely.
Let
me just refocus you a little bit, Daya, because this is what conversation is for. And I'm going to just go backward a little bit here to the conversation you talk, not hearing people play your tune on radio. What you have to understand, and I think that artists don't understand a certain thing, and it makes them really unhappy, really, really unhappy. And if they understood, then they wouldn't be unhappy. And I'm going to say this, and maybe you could take a different look at this, and maybe this will help to change stuff. When an artist produces some music, you're doing a business, and I'm just talking facts here. This is not emotional or anything or stuff. We're talking facts. And I think Jamaican artists don't understand this. When an artist produces a piece of music, he is putting a bit, we're talking about the business aspect of this, with a lot of Jamaicans just doing the emotional stuff and don't put the business aspect of it. If I have a radio station, I am not obligated to play your music. That's not what my radio station is set up for. So if I don't play your music, you should not be hurt or hollering or come and speak out against my station. Now, my station do not have to play music, period. I could just have a chat station, a cooking station or whatever. So you have a radio station that play music. You cannot hold, as an artist, you cannot hold the radio station responsible to play your music. Now.
All right. We're talking about
Hold a pin. Hold a pin one second. Hold a pin. Let me just finish. When a radio station is playing the music, just like any radio station all about, I mean, the radio station, if it's playing music, on the other hand, and people are requesting your music, the radio station should have an obligation to play the music in order to keep listenership. Okay? If I'm asking Day Warrior, I Love You song, and every time, you know, you have 200,000 people calling in, hey, I want to hear that song. The radio station really should play that song because the listenership of 200,000 people want to hear that song. That's how song requests go. The manager of the station depends on the theme of the station and the theme of the show. They would create the music. For example, if I'm playing 70 music, then I will choose 70 music for my show. If I'm playing number one song for the 80s, then you pay that. If you're playing up and coming artists, if that is the nature of your thing, then up and coming artists get paid. Now listen, if you want, as you make your business, you need to have allotted money for promotion of your business. You cannot expect me to sit down 12 hours or 24 hours or use my radio station to promote your music. Stay with me. Stay with me. Now, if you want your music to be promoted, say you don't have a lot of requests for your music. Remember, it's your music. Now, you're passionate about it. You think your music is number one. You can't go come and push it on me because I don't think, and maybe the audience that I am serving as PJ Radio don't like the kind of music you play. Now, if you want your station, my station, to play your music, you do. You come to the station manager, the advertising department, and say, hey, I have a song. I would like a 30-second ad every hour or every 2 day or every 3 day. And you pay for an ad to run for your music. That's how this goes. When a radio station, which is the music part of the station, play music, they are really, in essence, playing music for their listenership, to garnish more listeners. To garnish more listeners. And if, hold on, let me finish. So if those listeners are not requesting your music, then the artist will say, hey, like you just originally say, no money is making from the music yet, so everybody wants this and everybody wants that. But that is not my business as a business person. My business, whenever time I play your music, that is a music that I could be playing for somebody who is supporting an advertisement. All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. All right. I understand everything that you're saying, other ways to look at it also. Because, number one, reggae music is poor people music. Reggae music is the voice of the poor people. Most of these artists, if you check their history, Kennesaw, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, all of them is people from the ghetto who had nothing at all. So if somebody didn't come in and really give them that helping hand to push them out there, probably they would make it on the level of all the
That is true.
That's
somebody has to invest
right,
in them.
Somebody has to be there. All right. Number two. In Jamaica, if you turn on your radio, a lot of these radio stations, they play a lot of American music.
American music,
they don't
yes.
know the artists. They don't
exactly.
know the artists.
Exactly.
This music is not popular. We are the one that made this music popular in Jamaica. Just like how they
okay.
could have made our music popular. In Trinidad, they have a time where they're going to play their soca music. That's only soca play in Trinidad at
mm-hmm.
a certain time because they have to
mm-hmm.
give their artists and their country a chance
mm-hmm.
to be heard by their own
mm-hmm.
country. So
mm-hmm.
in Jamaica, it's a constant struggle for artists right across the board because everything is against the artist. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you have the greatest talent or not. For me, it's my talent. When I did Gallup, Magic is no good. I didn't give it to no radio station, and it played on every radio station right across the world and went number one in America, England, Canada, right across
mm-hmm.
the world. But you know why? Because the people took it up and
Absolutely.
Loved it. And they were
Absolutely.
The ones who pushed it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
I agree
so
with you.
The radio station, they came in after.
Absolutely,
so,
because everybody pushing
before.
It. Yeah, but everybody pushing it, and then the radio station has no other way because the listenership want to hear the music, so they're going to demand that the music be there.
Yes.
That's
so my point is
works.
Why. So my point is why can't the radio station give the Jamaican artists a chance like how they give the foreign artists who give them nothing at all. They don't advertise nothing on the radio station, nothing. And they play all their music all the time.
I hear you. And I hear what you're saying. I've heard that part of the conversation too. But the music from foreign, there must be some kind of takers. There's the people who are listening to this. This is what they like. And I am playing music for
no,
my
No,
listenership.
No, they don't know it. But you can't say that because it's not popular. There is a radio station that made it popular without people knowing nothing about it. It's the same thing happened in the movie industry because you know that I had to protest at Carib. And I had to rent a place and play my movie. It didn't go into Carib and get even one day for people, our Jamaican people, to go there and watch it. So we are always up against a system that is trampling us and not giving us an opportunity because we are poor. Remember, we are poor people, you know. I don't have any rich uncle to go and say, you know what, uncle, let me $2 million, let me go sell down the radio and get my thing out there. We don't have it. So how are we going to reach anywhere when our
okay.
own people are fighting
right.
us and putting us down?
I let me go back again. And I say that to say this, and I hope you really understand how radio, when I say what I say, it's for you to understand that the radio is not obligated. I understand the emotional part that you just outlined. But in truth and in fact, in essence, for a business model, the radio is not responsible to listen to your emotion or to play your music, period. You see, period.
Mm-hmm.
However, an artist has to understand that. So they have to go another way. We have
yes.
a station as such as CRS Radio, who is always exactly doing the same thing as supporting artists, the struggle and stuff out of Jamaica. I said to artists,
yes.
I get a few of that. Hold on, hear me out a minute. I started
yes.
something, what I call Reggae Round Robin. Here is how that would work. We get 40 or 50 artists. I say, all our artists, let us come together. Because the system not with you. The same thing that you are talking about, you
yes.
now get the money for peer your thing. So we have to find our own way. I come up with an idea so you don't have to fight nobody for their things. and sit down and argue
yes.
for people for their things. Let us create our own thing. And this is part of how CRS Radio form. As an artist, I set up the page, Reggae Round Robin, offer the same system where my mother used and make. She called it partner in a them time. They are susu.
Yes.
If everybody come
yes.
together, then put them the money. Then it turn out in a the bar thing. You, the same round robin, you get bar service tonight. Next month, me get bar. And so everybody could have live and everybody could have strive. I say, let's apply
yes.
the same thing to the music. Reggae round
yes.
robin. You have 40 guys. Me say, oh, no. Bring on a fan base to this page called Reggae Round Robin. So he said, for 40, and if we don't have 5,000 people, it's 40 times 5,000. I go there one place with all, say, for example, Reggae Round Robin is just the same thing. All right, Daya is going to be Robin this week. Me said to the
yes.
100,000 people who on the Reggae Round Robin page, hey, Daya is the Robin this week. I want all of you to, and we have a link to, first of all, we set up a tweet because I don't know if you know, the tweeting, the algorithm of tweeting on Twitter goes towards the popularity and moving you up on the billboard. People don't know
yes.
that. A lot of artists don't
yes.
know that. Well, I mean, I think a lot of artists know. So, you have your song, I Love You, dear. I said to the 500,000 people, or I say 100,000 people, we eventually get. And say, everybody play, tweet this song, I Love You, my dear, this week. So if you
yes.
have out of the 100,000 people, 50,000 people, let's cut it in half. Or
yes.
even say 20,000 people. The average of the whole, you're not going to get 100%. But let's say the minimum 20,000 people. If 20,000 people, every Friday, we have a different Robin. And if 20,000 people tweet your music, Daya, you must get on the billboard. Must. There is
yes.
no question whatsoever. Not only that, since you're the Robin this week, I am asking everybody to download your song for 99 cents. If everybody, if the same 20,000 people follow the instruction, you will have $20,000, shy of a penny, in your pocket by Friday.
Yes.
I have asked this. I have talked to artists, some of them, but I mean, I have the time to do that. Me in the studio are too long to put these people over here, so it take too long to do that. Artists are not willing to do for themselves what they should be doing. And when I hear an artist
yes.
complain that a radio station is not playing their music and they spend all of this time huffing and puffing, I am really perturbed by that because a radio station is not set up to your fancy and playing your music. Now, let me further go on. So the artist, here is what will happen. In 52 weeks, you will have 52 artists. And how we will choose the music, all of them skin out and cock up and all of that, none of those would be on the chart. You wouldn't be a part of this if it's them kind of music. Let them go and do their
yes.
music wherever, because somebody says there is the music. Some people like that. So they will be there. But in terms of the popularity, we would have streamlined by default. Here again, if you hit the billboard, somebody gonna have to write about you by default. They're gonna look for you and write about you. If they're gonna be writing about, if 20,000 people, you on that billboard, you're going to get, because you're on the billboard, another 5,000 people from nowhere is going to buy your music or listen to you. So you're going to get another residual income, say, of another $5,000. That now you come on in an ideal situation, $25,000. There's not a lot of artists who can demand $25,000 for a show coming out of Jamaica, straight in them hand.
Yeah.
Why are artists
so you created that system already?
Huh?
You created that system already?
I created the system about 78 years ago. We had a radio show. We had a promotion. We still have the website. I'm still begging artists. And as I said to you, what artists have I mean, I have no time to do that. Me into the studio. Every single thing of what I'm telling you. And artists refuse to do that. Matthew, it is not going to cost them one single dime out of them pocket.
Yeah.
You don't have to do no payroll system. We would have created a system that knocked everybody sucks out of the water, and you would have gotten billboard status. You would have gotten written up in Rolling Stone. You must. It is not a thing. Then you would have gotten producer coming in. You would have to have producer coming in to Reggae Round Robin and pulling you out for concert. So once we get you out of there. And artists don't want that. They keep, artists is not prepared, just like how they're not setting up their business properly. They are not prepared to do the work to promote. They want other people to promote their work for them. And when they turn big international star, they don't give back nothing.
Well, that's a big part of stuff.
I have had so much artists that I've...
a big part.
Exactly. And let me tell you something. When I talk about her, and you'd have to come back, because I think our conversation has taken a different kind of turn, and I want to focus on your music, although we're trying to get a lot of
it.
But you really have to come back for us to really focus on the music. But this also is important, and your conversation leads us into this direction. These are the conversations we need to have. When you talk about...
But I need to say something else about the same thing. You know that the best segment of Jamaican music is when the DJs on the radio station were going to the studio and going to the artists and trying to find the best music to bring to the people on the radio. That is going to have potency, that is going to have spirit, that is going to have that connection, not just give me a 50,000, give me a money for play that song and play that song and then give me one third to play that song there. That is what destroyed. Because right now, to me, our music is destroyed. They destroyed our music with the payola, with the system that you're talking about, destroy our music. Same thing that like what they do to the American music and go there and try to find the best song from the whatever artist. Because to me, music doesn't have to do with that artist or that artist. It has to do with the song that is going to bring that message, that is going to bring that feeling, that is going to bring that emotion, that is going to edify you, that is going to make you feel good and positive and nice, that is going to make you want to live, that is going to make you want to listen every day. We don't have that, at least a lot of that in the music in Jamaica right now. Most of these, if it's listen, most of the radio station right now, they're parking. They're parking right now and people dying. And they're not saying, live up or, you know, live or some things where you can't say, all right, you have a cool lamp on this right now. People dying and in a bad state in the country and so much evil and so much thing going on. And if you listen to radio right now, they're still partying. I'm no party keeping. And they're still partying. When are we going to deal with the reality of what we are facing in the music and in our life? Because black people, we need that positive light to shine, to empower us to be all that we should be and all that we can be. Money cannot buy that. We have to do it as a people, and we put money to everything for the money.
What I'm saying, you're talking in a utopic kind of a vision, what you feel, and that is full of emotion. The people who are doing their radio station, again, they are making profit. They are making that because what they're doing. Hear me out. What you need to do is stop focusing on them now and say, hey, Dr. Ham and a couple other musicians, we have to find a way because we have a message that mainstream radio is not caring about, and I care about my people. So just like how you find a way to make your movie, you got to find a way to get your work, and you have to find one little internet station where everybody can support or everybody come together. But that is not happen. So if we're going
to
be
I am doing it.
Okay.
Dr. Ev, I'm doing it.
Okay,
I'm
good.
I'm not just talking. I've been working all these years in the quiet. That's why I do animation and I do things that I can create my own platform and create my own thing with the passion that I have for the music. This Wednesday, as we get free up from the lockdown, I'm heading straight to the country to pick up a sound system and bringing it to Kingston so I can start putting out my stuff on a different level. So I'm not just talking, I'm doing it. But as I said, The best part of our music is when the DJs and the people them go and find the right song to play to empower the people, not just take money to play a song. And that is the problem. And at the end of the day, not everybody have that money to push their song and do that thing, what the business model that you're talking about with the radio station. We still have to move past that. Whether we like
but,
it or not,
but
we
then,
have to move
dear,
past that.
You have to have
everything going down.
You have to have somebody, a DJ, who feels like they need to have that as a mission. Say, hey, I'm going to go there because my people are dying. They need positive vibration in their movement. That's what
I'm
saying.
Most people want money. Most people not on any mission. If I was dealing with money, Dr. I'd be rich. I'd be super rich long time if I was dealing with money. I want to leave something for my generation, for my people. I want to live my life and leave something because all of us just get a short time on this earth. And the money, no matter how much money you make, you're going to die and leave it. I want to leave a legacy. I want to leave something positive
Not
for
everybody
my children and my generation.
Not everybody believe like you. You know, some people go and say, listen, it's a short time here on earth, and I want a Mercedes Benz. I want a 504 airplane. I want gold teeth. I want gold nose. I want gold finger. And I want gold exactly.
And all of them sacrifice our generation for that. Sacrifice our kids for that.
Exactly.
Sacrifice our kids for that.
It's all about us.
So that's what I said. We have to talk about the values and the attitude of the people. Because when that changes, everything will fall into place. When people know about Marcus Garvey and know the words and the work that and the sacrifice that he has made for black people to put us on a better level, it's going to help everything. Everything.
And this is why we have a Dire Warrior. And we need to be talking about now, Dire, is not anybody else but say, hey, Dr. Ev, what I have now set up is a platform that so and so. What we need is that. And that's what we should do. We shouldn't be focusing on them anymore because you're beating
us.
That's what I'm doing.
But that's what I'm doing, but we still have to talk about the reality that we are seeing right in front of our eyes. And that is tearing down the people and mashing up our generation. Because even on the radio, they're glorifying so much gun and so much killing and people dying. So when is that going to stop?
Mm-hmm. But you know what, Daya?
And it's a reality.
But if the people them, some people them love the gun and the violence too, and that means there's a market for it. You can't stop them because there is going to be a market for that. I understand how you want to change things, and I am the same thing, and it frustrates me a lot. And I have to try and stop thinking that way and realize that, hey, I just have to do what I can do. And you can't save the world. One finger can't stop sun. And you do what you can do and hope that it catches and you can start to make an effect. Because remember, they killed Jesus. They killed Marcus Garvey. They kill all the great leaders. And then they make statue of them and worship them afterwards. They don't listen to them.
Yeah.
They worship them afterwards.
But all of the great leaders made impact on a lot of people, and those are the people
Absolutely.
That saved the city. Because the Almighty said, if there is one in the city that prays me and is dealing with the right thing, I'm not going to destroy the city. One person saved the whole city. So and mm-hmm. so those great men, their sacrifice didn't go in vain. Because for me, Marcus Garvey work and Bob Marley work and His Majesty work and all the great man work is what made me, a person, what made me to who I am. And I can't
Absolutely.
See nothing else out of that.
I hear you.
It's the same thing that's going to make a lot of these new generation. It's the same thing that is what's going to make them not take up the gun and hurt people, make them preach love and peace and all those things. So if we're not going to endorse the great work of these great people, then we are actually making a generation that's going to fail. It's just when, and it's failing.
Absolutely. I agree with you. I agree with you. Hey, it's Gabby and Rita's show, CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station, the Give Back Station, of course, folks. We're talking to the one and only, the director, the animator, one of the first animators certified in Jamaica, Daya Warrior. We call him the addict of music, the music addict.
Music.
And, of course, a generation of musicians, his great father, Jabi. We're going to be talking
yes.
to Jabi coming up next week. One of my favorite artists. let me tell you, man, when that man go on the keyboard, I mean, your heart sing.
Yes.
And it gets tingles
yes.
all
yes.
over. This is a great man,
yes.
Dad, and a part of the greatness has fallen to this man we're talking to this evening. Doing films and now in animation, doing some great things. And, of course, speaking to the hearts and minds of the people. And we have to have people like
yes.
those, you know, a little bit, you know, some of the things that we have to talk. We have to do our own creation. We have to form our own everything. Marcus Garvey did that.
Yes.
He tell you he formed a doll factory. He formed a newspaper factory. He formed this. He even buy ship. My thing is that Marcus Garvey could have buy ship in the 1800, and I know with our great technology, we can't buy crap yet. So, folks, we need to look at ourselves. We need to look at
yes,
ourselves.
And be greater. You know that,
okay.
know that His Majesty said never before have our generation gotten this opportunity that we have right now to be so great. Never before. So we are taking this opportunity and turning it into I don't know what. We need to use, we need to find the great people. We need to make ourselves great. We need to raise ourselves from the demon and from man and go to angels and Christ and God. We need to raise ourselves, our standard of living, our standard of thinking. Need
Think
to
it.
Change to be
yes,
better
sir.
And not just about
yes, sir.
Money.
Yes, sir.
Not just
yes,
about
sir.
Money.
Yes, sir. And we have to, as my song at the beginning of all of my show, I have this great music by John Lennon, Imagine. If we can imagine this great world without barriers, without all of the prejudice, without thinking about money, and we're thinking of us as brothers and sisters in the
and
choice.
Sisters.
you know, in the truest sense, especially the sisters, because, you know, that's a whole different conversation. Especially the sisters, the conduit
we don't have
of
time for
life.
That, right? It's got to get clearly.
Exactly. So this is why I invited you forward. Let us really continue this conversation on a different level. I mean, this is a conversation that we have to keep talking about. It cannot be a one-time, one-wonder hit, and you move and you go on. Although the wonderful thing about CRS Caribbean Radio Show, we are on a single podcast platform you can think about. So this show, as the minute we end, it is gone to the podcasting. So if you missed the live show, folks, or if you're listening to me saying this, now, it's probably listening in podcast, and you can share it to all your friends. But we have to continue to have this conversation. It's just like when you go into school, you have to keep repeating things over and over, reprogramming people's mind. It's reprogramming. These people are programming. Yes. You have to try and get rid of that program. And the biggest of the program is gonna win in the end. So we have to keep it. It can't be a one conversation. It has to be continuous. And you have to keep beating it and pounding it in order for it to take effect. Because the other guys are doing twice as much work.
They're not playing around.
Talk to me. I know you're working on stuff. Yeah, and I know you. And I really invite you to come back so we can focus on your work. Got a little bit on politics, but it's always happened. Tell us about the new movie. And I know that you have, you know, some collaboration. And now we have a unique situation that we have not faced it before with the lockdown and the pandemic that we're dealing with. How does that affect your creativity, or does this give you time to really organize your creative genius?
Yeah, I want to tell you, for me, it is the best thing that happened for me personally, because over the years, like for me and my father, we work from home at our studio at home. So we used to see like my brothers and sister, they go on to work in the morning, and me and my father alone here in the yard. We're like, me and him alone at 60. With their home. So is that nothing new? We're still there home. We're still working in the studio. But for me, I got an opportunity to go into the farming, because that was something I was so passionate about. But I didn't have the time, because you know, I have to be working to take care of the kids and everything. And, you know, when pandemic happened and a lot of things changed and people not moving around like before, and I basically run to the country with my family, and I got the chance to set up the farm and do some farming and, you know, plant a lot of stuff. We are still reaping right now.
The green trees? Are you planting the green trees?
You have to plant that, because that's our medicine. You have to plant that.
I hope you got some in the green room, you know. Always leave some in the green room. This is the green room. So I hope you got some.
I already say you're coming to Jamaica, you know. So when you come in, I have to have something for you, you know. I would love to meet you, you know, for real. I know that I'm kind of passionate, and I'm kind of, you know, I really believe in what I believe in, you know, Dr. Evan. You know, I really care for my people, and I look at my sons and my daughter and them, and they are the one that make me this way, because I don't see any great example being set for them, you know, because even on the internet, my sons and daughter, they're watching Peppa Pig and they're watching some stuff, and I'm saying, where is the black people educational platform that is here for us? You know, everything we are looking at is whitewash and Chinese wash and all type of wash. Where is the black wash thing? Where's our thing? Where's our thing for our kids? So those are the type of thing I'm working on. You know, I have to do my part, because I want to do it for my children. You know, and it will help other people's children. Just the same, you know. So I'm working. The pandemic, it hit, and as I said, it gave me a time to sit on my life and refocus and redirect. And I think that's one of the things that it has done, because within man plan, God plan is over that. And no matter how man plan and think they are doing, whatever they are doing, God plan is always encompass man plan in it. So some of the time all these disasters and all those things you see happening is just God resurfacing and reshuffling some stuff to help people. It might destroy some people, but I think it probably helps some people too, because what they really want to do to us sometimes, if they get the opportunity to just run and come at you, you never believe what they will do to you. So sometimes God set up some roadblocks, and sometimes God give you some time to move out at that space, you know, because he always look out and protect his people, no matter how people see things going. God, he say before one of his people sit by the wayside and beg bread, all heaven and earth pass away. So no matter what you see happening, God is still there for his people. You understand?
Our full time now, if we recognize the she-God, you know, because we are talking about the she-God too long now. But of course, that is a whole next time.
That's what I say, when you go to the female energy, that is a whole next thing.
That is a whole different thing. All different things.
Yes.
Talk to me a little bit more. I want you to focus a little bit more on the animation, because this is a part probably not very popular in Jamaica, and animation is something that is the kind of medium where you have a lot of work going on. So talk about the animation and how you're incorporating in education in particular, because when you talk about animation a lot too, that has to do with the young ones and the impact of you know how that will affect the young ones. So tell the audience
I made a channel on YouTube called Preschool Spoons, and the channel is there. I don't get to put up not even one animation as yet, but I made the channel, and I make a lot of music already, like the ABC and all those things, and I'm doing the animation, but you know, it's like a one-man army, and sometimes we still have to prioritize our time, because we still have to live and we still have to support our children and all those things. So it's like within what I'm doing, I want to do so much, but I have to basically creep, because everything takes time, and I have to find that balance. You know, being a Libra, you know, I have to find that balance where I don't spread myself too thin. You understand? So
absolutely.
I'm trying to prioritize the stuff that I have to do. Like right now, the Enzinger King, I'm working on Enzinger King music video right now for the song, and I want it to go out here now. You understand? But there's so much work that I have to do it's mind-blowing. And animation is so expensive, too, because it takes time. It's like $2,000 for 1 minute of animation. And it takes like a week to 2 weeks to just do that. So you cannot imagine the amount of work and the amount of time. You have to draw everything. Everything you have to draw.
Wow.
So it's a lot of work for me, but it's my life mission, and I will never give up. And I have the technology and I have the education, so it's just a matter of time when I will get to manifest all the work that I really want to manifest for my people.
So right now I'm
on the Marcus Garvey thing. Yeah, and I try to put out even one Marcus Garvey every day or every 2 days. I try to do an animation of Marcus Garvey and put it out there so people can continue learning about what Marcus Garvey was always saying.
Beautiful. What about getting, you know, when I think, as I said, think about animation and the kind of work you're doing, we have to, you know, one always have to think about continuity and able to almost duplicate themselves and pass on this to the younger Jamaicans, younger generation. So are you having like any tutoring, mentorship?
Yeah, I'm teaching my son right now to do animation. I would really love to be able to share the knowledge with other people who are interested. So if people are interested, they can contact me, because it's not that complicated. But, you know, when you don't have the experience, it seems like it's a mountain, you know. But when I can break it down simple and get people working like now, because it's not that complicated. You understand? But you just have to have a certain understanding of it. And then you know how to really do whatever you want to do. Because animation have no limit, you know, no limit. I can do, I can make anything and create anything. Anything.
Absolutely.
So I'm just pushing forward. And as I said, I would really love to depart the knowledge to a lot of people, that they can, at least I can see the vision coming together even quicker, you know. But, you know, it's just a matter of time.
When you have, like, all them youth people, yeah, them bound with some knowledge where we now have, so you get these creative guys coming around, maybe you can start a different kind of animation. You just never know. Talk to me a little bit, too. I know you're doing the album, and you have to come back for us to focus on your music, too. From before the album, you have... you got a Grammy Award working with Damian Marley. I mean, come on, and the Afro 3 album. Tell us a little bit about that, because that has to be a big step.
It's an amazing story. It's an amazing story. You know that when I was seeking spirituality, because at one point I said, you can't be of God and be of this world, and I let go of the world and was seeking God. And within that spiritual journey, I met a friend called Prince Emmanuel, and I went to his house in Golden Springs. And, you know, we're talking about God and learning about spirituality and life and human powers and whatever. And at the end of the day, when we were there, I saw a guitar on the floor in his house, because, you know, they have red, what you call it, red work, like they use in the country. They use red polish and polish the floor. So the guitar had red polish all over it. And I said, but you, as a musician, I said, you don't care about this guitar, man. It seems like you don't want it. As my friend told me, I said, you can't give me that guitar here, because I never have a guitar at the time. It was a box guitar. So him give me, him say, you can't take it, man. So I said, all right. And give me the guitar. So when we get the guitar now, we start learn. As I'm human, learn two chords, like A minor, E minor. And just like we're talking on the program right now, we used to have the guitar and we just play two chords alone. We play on the guitar, two chords only. And we play it like harp. We play it all manner different ways. Just like we always have just a rubber finger, all type of thing. Me do the two chords until we come up with a pattern. The one that made the song Where's the Love? Chum, chum, chum. Chum, chum, chum. Chum, chum, chum. Chum, chum, chum. I'm going to say this, but this is amazing. I'm going to start playing it. I'm going to start practicing it. And I play two notes. So you can't use a pick and play it, you know, because I see Junagang guitar player, when he's on stage playing for Junagang, he's using a pick to play it. And you can't use a pick and play that phrase, because I'm using two fingers. I'm playing two strings at a time. You understand? So when I got this, I went to the Bob Marley Museum, because Determine introduced me to Steve Marley. So I went to Bob Marley Museum and I started meeting the Marley family, and I meet Steve Marley. So I brought my guitar and I went to Steve Marley and I said, Steve, you know that I have a guitar phrase that I came up with on this guitar, and, you know, I really love to play it for you. And he said, yeah, man, play it. I'm going to play it. Chum, 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 and play it. Give one. What's it? No, man, this is not. He said, go on into the studio, man. Go build it. We say, all right. So we go into the studio. We go into the studio. We have Grams from Marganary teacher and the engineer. I don't remember his name. I think it was his name. I don't remember his name. And we all came together and started to make the beat with bass and that's the melody of the rhythm. That is the rhythm. Just that thing on the guitar. And we went and we built the rhythm, me and about three of them in the studio, and I leave. And it took probably like a month or two after I heard that Junagang did a song on the rhythm with the American rapper called Eve. I'm like, what? And a couple of months after that, he said, this song get Grammy, all manner of different
medals. Wow.
Just from that guitar played all the way to all to the song. Right now the song, it sells gold. The album sells gold, you know, after three albums, you know. So that's
going.
So it's an amazing journey, that song, you know, to where it reached, and it's still going places, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
so I hope you have the proper filings and registration that you're getting your due off of that song, of that rhythm.
Well, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of things to this music business, Dr. Ev. And as I said, a lot of time the creative people are not the person, the people who make the money off the music. You know,
uh-oh.
And it's sad to say, but that's the way how it is. We are the one that make the cement and the block, and everybody can use it to make the house. You know, but still without us, the house can't make. But you know, as it go, people buy the cement and the block and make them house, and them all right, them live comfortable, and we're just there at the company. You know, wondering when we're gonna get something decent to make our life. But you know, one day, you know. Because that's the thing, you know, with evil money, you know. Your blessing will come, you know, one day, you know. Because even right now, people hear me, and if I could get even some assistance with even the animation and the movie and certain things, nothing would even manifest faster. But I am just doing it within my own, you know, capacity for what I can handle it. You know, so with some of my time, you still need a brother or a sister to really pitch in and push her over that mountain or over that hurdle. You understand? That's so life is, you know.
Absolutely, man. so tell us how, tell the folks how they can get in touch with you, know.
Well, my email address is diawarrior@hotmail.com, or my Facebook, Diavalan Ferran, and Facebook are Diawarrior, and Facebook same way. And I'm on Builder Music, is on YouTube. You know, all of those things have ways of communicating to the source, and I'm the source for all of those things. You know, Instagram, Diawarrior, I'm on Instagram as Diawarrior, same way. So people can find me. You know, if you Google my name, you see me come up, my phone number, everything is there, because it's the new technology, that's how it is. And I'm a public figure, so if you ask Dr. Ev, you find me, see where. That's what it is,
well,
you know.
true. Hey, Dio, we want to hit up one of them tunes, you know, before you go make these people let me hear some of your music where you're playful. The Nazir,
yes.
I hope I say that wrong, the Nazir final mix. I'm going to touch up a little bit
of
Enzinger. Enzinger.
Yes.
All right, thanks for that correction. Hey, it's Diawarrior right here, a.k.a. the Music Addict, right here on TRS Radio, Caribbean Radio Show, the Giving Back Station. And this one is the big, big rhythm, Enzinger.
George William. Oh, you're gonna work it out.
Enzinger King.
Feeling
youth and send them to Undertaker. When this injustice is gonna end, and my people, when will we all make the money to buy your own vehicle? Oh, just a singer.
Radio Caribbean Radio Show, and we have the honor and the opportunity of talking to the big time artist, an animator and big director, just about everything big, and now big farmer and all of those. Producer.
Yep.
Talking about producer, you work with some of the big names in Jamaica, the Anthony B's, the Tina Smith.
I heard
Tina Smith, one of the big Tina Smith too. We lost a phenomenal genius Mr. Lee Scratchberry. And yes, mm-hmm. I mean his, the influence of Lee Scratchberry in the Jamaican music definitely is the foundation of the music. We come and we do our work, and I guess we have to leave too. And we're talking about making an impact when you talk about the impact that Lee Scratch Perry has made, in the Bob Marley, the Peter Tosh, and all of these great guys that lay down the foundation, you know, we have to give thanks and praise for all of that. But tell us, I mean, you work with some of these big names. I mean, you know,
but I work,
Sean Paul,
you know, I work with them on different levels.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You know, I started to work with a lot of these artists, like in Kash and Band, because as an artist breaking Jamaica, we used to tour with them, Kash and Band,
uh-huh.
Sean Paul, Bounty Killer, Lady Star, Mary, Baby Sham, all of the artists, all of the major artists. We used to tour with the Vegas as a break. That's us, Kash and Band and them on the road. All the Alias, Wayne Wonder, all of them. So I know the artists them by playing music for them in the band. And
okay.
From there, I started to produce. So, you know, I was already acquainted with them. So I could say, Sean Paul, you know, I have this new rhythm and I want to do this and I want to do that. And, you know, I do a lot of work with them. But at the end of the day, Dr. F, I feel disappointed because I know them. And to the way how they operate, and if you cannot respect me, I cannot respect you. And that's,
mm-hmm.
that's my take on a lot of the artists then. And I prefer to be by myself and try to work with even myself because I know the influence that I want to bring to the table more than empowering some artists who are just dealing with themselves and not dealing with the nation. You know, so
right.
a lot of our relationship, it hasn't breaking down or anything like that, but I choose to save my spirit and try to be pure more than, you know, dealing with a lot of these artists who are just basically taking everything from the people and not giving back.
And
you
giving
know, I'm
forward.
I'm very disappointed with a lot of them.
Yes,
for that,
man,
because
yes.
They can do so much with the opportunity that they have gotten and the money that they have made. Because I know that I'm going to make money out of the business. And when I make money, I want to be that example, that to show them that you can use your money and set up infrastructure and set up things that can be beneficial to your generation and your people more than you just living this big life and buying a car today and crash it tomorrow and buy a next one the next day and crash it and spend your money on some stuff that cannot help you either. I help
mm-hmm.
nobody because I see
mm-hmm.
some of them destroy themselves with their progress. A lot of them, they are so progressive and see they're in prison, they're in jail, they cannot enjoy, they cannot do nothing with it because they didn't have a plan to help even themselves with their progress. So their progress ends up destroying them. So I don't
Absolutely.
Want to be a part of that. I want to be the generation that's going to make the difference. And that's what I dedicate my life and my mission to. You know, if people who know me, if they see me, that I'm always on the move. And when I'm on the move, I'm doing something to help my family and help myself and help my generation. That's what
every
I'm
generation.
Doing. I don't stop and play domino with nobody and no car and if we get shut up and nothing like what happen all the time and, you know, mix up with no people. I try to avoid all of those things. So I'm serious about making a positive impact with my little life that I have. That's what I want to use it and do. Make a positive impact for my generation to come and my generation that is here. And I'm so grateful for that. That's my mission.
Nice. I definitely want to invite you to forward because there's a lot that the people need to hear from you. The people need to hear your voice. They need to connect. Just the one interview just need to be built upon. And so we can get the words out there and so we can get people coming together the way you envision it. And it's all possible.
Yes.
Marcus Garvey without cell phone and telephone and texting and all of that. And he was able to get millions of people across the world together with your telephone and your guitar and your movie and your everything. And now the internet, we're supposed to can get people together if we put our hearts and mind together. I'm going to hit you up again with one of your little music. We have the time counting down, but I need to get the audience tasting a little bit of Wu Tequila, a.k.a. Babylon, going down.
Yes. No.
Yes.
Babylon, you're going down.
Yes, big-time artist, Dear Warrior, a.k.a. Music Addict. This is a big number one song right here. Have the opportunity to chat with him now, and you make sure you listen to this one on all the digital media. This is
Dear Warrior.
Going down.
Babylon, you're going down.
Somebody said, I want to hear this one back from the top again. That's what we are talking about. Good music. We are talking about enlightenment music. So we are going to take
Dire
this
Warrior.
One back right from the top. Right up there.
Babylon, you're going down.
I
area, just right here in our virtual studio today. I want to thank you all for coming in and listening in. I want to say big love to the big man, Miss. So, well, I'm not going to call it a name. I'm going to take that back. But, I'm definitely going to welcome you back into the studio. We have so much to talk about. Thank you so much. I want to have your dad in the studio, one of my favorite musicians, coming up maybe next week, Monday, Jabi, the man pandem. Boy, may I tell you, when you talk about sweet music, this man, you play upon your heartstring. I make your heart sing. So tell the people, how them can find you upon the net and all about the place. I think we lost you there for a minute. All right. Hey, folks. That is going to be the end of our show for tonight. Until next week, we'll see you again. Take care. Good night.